Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
There are poor decisions you can make that'll change your life.
Oh, sure.
There are poor decisions you can make that'll change the lives of the people closest to you.
Mm.
And every once in a while, there are poor decisions people can make that will change the lives of everyone in an entire community.
What happened?
These men might have done just that.
Oh.
Because there was going to be the glory days of our city again.
Oh, yeah.
We were going to be relevant on an international stage. Jobs were coming back. And after what these guys admitted to doing, it all went away.
Yeah.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Tommy, last week, two men pleaded guilty to an insider trading scheme involving Kodak stock.
Yeah.
Happened back in 2022. One of the men was an executive at a pharmaceutical company, and he was working with Kodak to apply for a $700 million government loan so they could start to produce medicine right here in Rochester.
Yeah.
We all remember the story,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. They had a national press conference here, didn't they?
Yes. It led the national news that morning when it happened. There was concern that our medication was coming from overseas, and the pandemic really sent that home.
Shut everything down, right?
Kodak was the company, for whatever reason, that was picked to bring America back to what we needed. And this was going to bring us back, or at least close, to the glory days of Kodak and Xerox and Bausch & Lomb in this town.
Yeah.
And then this scandal killed it. The pair of men who pleaded guilty, according to police, used their insider trading information to buy over 100,000 shares of stock after this executive told his cousin about the impending deal.
It's a little, he's accused of insider trading.
You got it. Right. There are also accusations that folks inside of Kodak did something similar, but those cases haven't gotten to court yet, right?
Yeah.
The loan that was going to bring Kodak back was then put on hold.
Yes.
And it's still on hold.
Yeah.
The deal was essentially killed.
Yeah, it's gone.
And here we sit today.
And it happened almost immediately after that press conference. Like
it was a week.
Yeah.
Because we had said we had said on the show as a joke the morning that this happened, because we were celebrating, we were all excited. We go, wouldn't it be the most Kodak thing ever if they found a way to kill this deal?
And we did.
And look what happened. Mm. Are these guys responsible for changing the future of the entire greater Rochester area?
I mean, it could be. Think of the pharmaceutical industry in this country, and you would have been a part of it.
You would have been the ground floor of it.
Yeah.
They were producing stuff to make drugs here domestically.
Yeah.
Just two men looking to make some money in a dishonest way that destroyed the golden goose we had coming to Rochester.
Oh, by the way, would have been rich anyway.
You're right.
That's
that's
other thing is, man.
Yeah.
You're executives on the ground floor of some boomtown, and you go, hey, you know what?
Well, no, these guys didn't work for Kodak. This was a guy working for a pharmaceutical company.
But they were like they were going to be here making money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that wasn't good. That's what really pisses you off.
Yes. I'm with you 100%.
Like, if you want to tell me the secretary over here or something and pulls a move, God bless her. I mean, she's making minimum wage.
Okay.
You know, running your coffee. That I get.
Sure.
That's good greed. But rich guy pulling that move, that pisses
when they were
off.
Already going to be rich.
They
it
were
already benefited
rich.
Them. Yeah.
You're executives.
It's a great one. Well, no, again, I mean.
No, but they were executives.
Well, so those are the cases that haven't hit court yet. This guy that we're talking about, yes, you're right. He was an executive of a pharmaceutical company. I just want to make
one
sure.
One of the guys,
clear.
I think, was on that dais that day. When they were talking about
Or is accused of the insider trading
stuff. I think he was one of the guys. I remember watching that press conference, and I thought he was one of the dudes.
I mean, it's possible. It's very possible. All I have is what we have with the story here. Again, talking about these two men, one a pharmaceutical executive. He was helping Kodak apply for that loan that the government was going to give them to start making pharmaceutical materials here in Rochester. It was going to be a big deal. It led the national news. So with these men pleading guilty of to insider trading that may have killed this deal entirely, they are facing a maximum of 20 years in prison.
Wow.
So based on the crime and the ripple effect it may have had in our community.
Yeah, the amount of people it affected, potentially.
Kimmy, do they deserve extra time on top of the crime? Because let's say they were going to get 8 years for insider trading.
Okay.
5 years. Because, you know, white-collar crime, they normally go, here's
it's a little
five.
Bit softer.
Yeah, and we'll give you 18 months and you go home. Do they deserve extra time on their sentence for potentially ruining the future that we could have had with this business in Rochester?
I mean, I guess that the tough part is you don't really know what kind of effect it would have had. You know what I mean? So it's tough to make that argument.
I mean, when the U.S. government is tasking your town
with producing medicine
during a pandemic to make sure we don't go through this again. I don't know much about safe bets. It seems safe.
It would have done a lot, but you can't say for sure.
So you say no.
I would have to go no there, just based on I don't know how you put a number on it.
Do these guys deserve extra time for the effect it may have had on our community?
I mean, that's a valid argument. I would say, yeah.
You're in?
How much, though? Like, how?
So let's say they were going to get five. Let's say they're going to sentence them to 5 years for this crime. They should do how many extra?
Another 2 year.
Okay.
But you got to humiliate them.
What do you mean? How?
What could you do to humiliate them? Like, and in what way?
Because these are big shots, right?
Yeah.
Big weeks.
Okay.
Suit and tie guy. Got to give him a humiliating job. Like, you put him on work release. That's what I would do. Last 2 years, humiliating work release.
What's a humiliating job?
Got to work at a hospital.
Doing what?
Just pharmaceuticals.
Okay, doing what?
Bedpan boy.
You know there are people.
You got to be bedpan boy.
Hey, idiot. There are people listening that do that for a living
and
right
it sucks.
Now. I know it sucks,
it
but
sucks.
You call it humiliating.
You're pulling out ass,
how are you
ass
so
pot.
Stupid? How are you so stupid?
What?
Thanks for listening. All you people, you know what you should do as a punishment? Because it's humiliating what you get paid to do every day.
I think for a guy that was an executive having to do regular work would humiliate him. Especially if it has anything to do with asses.
You can make him work across from you on the show for a couple of weeks. That's humiliating. Had a future.
What would you do, Rob?
It's tough. Because like I look at this story. And you think there are kids in high school right now that could have gotten high-paying jobs had this gone through, kept them in town. There were families that could have had a very different outlook if those careers came to
it
fruition.
It could have saved a lot of lives.
Yes, I mean, and
think about that.
And it go, yeah, you're right.
And
though, yeah,
and things, you know. Built around that, too, right?
You got it. Think about the businesses that existed in Rochester only because of Kodak, Bausch & Lomb, and Xerox back in the day. It had its own little economy, a separate boom economy. Like, all of that was possible in Rochester.
What are you
going to
do with them?
Bro, I'd give them the whole 20. And I know I'm biased because I'm living here in Rochester.
Yeah.
But if you had that much of a negative effect on a community, how do you not give them the whole 20? I would look, in all seriousness, if you told me they were going to lock them up for the rest of their lives, I'm fine with that.
You ain't getting that.
I know you're not going to, but I wouldn't argue against it because of the point you just made.
What?
These guys have money. They're rich. Mm-hmm. They're going to be a part of this ride. And for what? By the way, the move you pulled made the stock completely tank.
I know. But then they're going to go to one of those joints where you like the food's nice and they have tennis.
Club Fed?
Yeah.
As they say.
That's where they're going to go.
No, I understand.
But you're
that's
still not living the way you were.
You got to make it work. You got to do grunt work. Get your hands dirty.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. The first two men involved in the insider trading scandal when Kodak got that loan from the government to start to produce pharmaceutical materials, have pleaded guilty. One of them was a pharmaceutical company executive. He shared this information with a cousin of his while he was working with Kodak to apply for a $700 million loan so they could start to produce that medicine right here. You can make a legitimate argument that these men are the reason why this didn't happen. And a potential decades worth of work and booming business in Rochester goes away because of the greed of these two guys. Yeah. It is amazing, man. How do you not see that? How do you not have the foresight?
They're greedy, and they're arrogant, and they call it inside for a reason. You think like you're protected because you're part of the club.
Man.
You know I'm right.
Man.
I also assume like you don't just jump into this kind of thing. You know what I mean? Like maybe you've learned it from somebody else who got away with it, or you've participated in it to some extent yourself.
Okay.
So I think you get comfortable with the idea of it, and that's how people get so bold.
Okay, that's a good point. You know, it's funny. Rochester has, like, big-time villains that we all immediately have in our head. You know, people that changed the course of this town for the worse forever. Most people are never going to know these guys' names. Like, I mean, this was a small story last week, right?
Yeah.
Even if you did learn the guys' names, you're going to forget about them, but I'm having a hard time thinking of someone that would have had a more negative effect within the last 40, 50 years in Rochester. I mean, those old executives at Kodak, but, you know, times change. People
make
mistakes.
Yeah, but that was almost how it was,
You know what I mean?
It wasn't really a crime.
That's what, like, can you think of someone that would have put the entire path of Rochester on a negative road more than these guys may have?
No.
Right?
Not with that kind of potential.
I mean, there are politicians you disagree with. They're only there for a couple of years, right? They're not going to have that major in effect, right? There were other businesses to pull out, but that happens.
Yeah. This blew up a phenomenal deal.
In a week! In a week! It was a week, you sons of bitches. All right, let's take a break. Mm.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
When you're right, you're right, Tommy.
Whatever.
For years, you've watched women do this in your favorite place in the whole world.
Yes.
And you said it was just a matter of time before stuff like this started happening.
Yeah.
Well, it's here.
Whatever.
And this is one of the rare occasions where if you want to keep you and your belongings safe, you should listen to Tommy Mueller.
Yes.
You're hanging out on The Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. This story comes to us from the Pittsburgh Wegmans.
What happened?
Happened back in March, but we're just hearing about it today. Just before 10 a.m., a 77-year-old woman was doing her marketing.
Mm-hmm.
And authorities say while she was doing her marketing, she was distracted by somebody. While that distraction was going on, somebody stole her purse. Right out of her cart.
Damn. 77?
Yep.
Where was it?
At Pittsburgh Wegmans.
Oh, that thing was loaded, buddy.
Loaded with what?
What do you think? Everything.
Werther's Originals?
Think about this. You're 77.
Yeah.
So that means you probably got some cash on you because you still carry cash.
Okay.
Something else.
What's that?
A little pharma.
Okay.
Hey, maybe I'm low on estrogen.
No, I'm looking at your chest. You're fine. So with this story, no arrest, no description of a suspect, just an old woman who got ripped off grocery shopping. And Tommy, this is something you've been warning the people of Rochester about for years.
Yeah, Women just leave their purses in the cart and just start walking around. They'll be chatting over here, looking over there, asking, they got a question. And it's just a wide open purse sitting there, these fancy ass purses.
The fact that you notice it makes me think that one day you're going to grab something out of those purses.
Hey, bro, times get tough. I know where I'm going.
Tommy knows a good bag.
I'm a good bag, and I'm a known hider, so good luck finding your purse.
So with
I carry one myself.
With the 77-year-old woman. Mm. Okay, can I ask a serious question?
Yeah.
Do you take your European carry-all to Pittsburgh?
No.
You leave it in your car?
Yeah.
Is that any better?
No, but I don't have anything in it.
Okay, fair.
I mean, I come
we
in
know
here
you don't have a computer.
No, I come in here, it holds my bottle of water, my bag of cherry tomatoes, and my banana.
Like, that's the funniest thing to sidebar in this conversation. Mm. You carry a man purse. Mm-hmm. And you have no need to carry a man purse.
I just keep my wallet in there in the morning.
Okay, but you can put that in your pocket. You only carry the man purse for the look of carrying a man purse, which I don't get.
I like it.
Okay. No, God bless you.
I'm comfortable in my manhood.
Yeah, you should be. You should be.
Oh, I should? Will you kick it around?
No. In your turtleneck sweater and your shacket and your man purse, what would make you uncomfortable in your manhood as you zip your boots up to come to work every day?
And by the boots. The boots match the purse.
So going back to this story of the 77-year-old woman who gets her purse stolen while distracted at the Pittsburgh Wegmans. Mm-hmm. There's a weird thing going on with this story and your advice.
What do you mean?
Well, Pittsburgh's a safe place.
It is.
Most places in the greater Rochester area are safe places. Mm-hmm. So you don't want people to be paranoid. But at the same time, being too lax.
Right. I mean, you're a target. Don't be a target.
And you can be a victim of a crime anywhere being too lax. So where's the balance? How can you be vigilant without thinking everyone is out to get you?
Just be a little bit more cautious with the stuff that's valuable.
Okay.
Like, why would you leave a purse sitting out? Well, like, I wouldn't walk around. Like, it'd be like you taking your wallet, putting it in a cart, and start walking around.
No,
just
I understand.
Like a wall just sitting there.
Well, yeah, but purse culture is weird. Like, we don't understand purse culture. No. Kimmy, I mean, you've carried a purse your whole life.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it does seem like women are awfully nonchalant about their purses when they feel like they're in a very safe place.
Yeah, and I would say, like, grocery store can sometimes feel like home to some people, right?
Yeah, some people.
So, I guess I can understand, you know, getting a little too comfortable at a place like that because, you know, this is somewhere that you go every week and nothing's happened to this point or, you know what I mean?
I guess, although
I will say, like, it does shock me when not only would I be worried about the stuff inside my purse being stolen, but some of these bags themselves are worth so much money. I am always shocked at the amount of women that kind of just leave those out in the open because anybody, you know, I would think would be tempted to take something like that.
No, but to the point you just made, if this one's 77 years old, if she's lived in Pittsburgh her whole life and shopped at this Wegmans the whole time, it's possible she's gone here thousands of times with nothing ever happening to her.
But it's an arrogant move on their part.
Hear me out.
Right.
If you do something 1,000 times and nothing bad ever happens to you.
But it's also, it happens over there, doesn't happen here. We're too good. Yep. But we're so high-end. Nobody would dare touch my bag here.
You say that all the time.
And I say it with this voice.
Pittsburgh.
And you constantly tell me I'm wrong with this arrogant, false sense of security voice that I have when I walk around. No, but I mean, they think, like, you know, nobody would. There's nobody bad lives here.
Question for you. Because when you walk out of this room to, you know, go do your stroll, go to the bathroom, whatever you do between commercial breaks, you leave your phone behind.
Phone and my wallet.
And your purse.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe not so much right now. There are a bunch of people in the building. But at one time, when you worked here, there could be people in and out, clients.
Part-timers. That you've never met before.
Yeah.
And you would leave your stuff behind then, right?
Yeah.
Kind of the same thing. You're very comfortable. You've worked here long enough or nothing's happened to this point.
Well, you could say he's been here thousands of times and nothing happens. So he feels totally safe.
Yes. And I worked with a lot of scummy people.
Bro, you work with the scummiest of people. We were just talking about it in the commercial
break. Yes. But again, I was an arrogant sense of, I'm at work.
But you still are. You're not taking your own advice.
Yeah, but there's nobody sketchy left.
But there are still sometimes people
left.
In and out.
There's nobody sketchy left.
Who's left? That's like, bro, in this building now, we're left with this, like, lame sketchy.
Lame sketch?
How do you know I wouldn't take it? You would never accuse me of taking it.
She's right.
You do look rough around the edges.
Well, I'm just saying, like, if you ask me, did you take my phone? I say no. It would be so easy for me to take your stuff.
She is kind of sketchy.
Start stealing his stuff and see when he starts to notice. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about this 77-year-old woman. She had her purse stolen while distracted from her cart at the Pittsford Wegmans. And this is something Tommy has been warning the women of Pittsford about for years. He walks into Pittsford Wegmans. He sees these women just leaving their purse in their car, talking to people, shopping.
Young and old.
You know, it kind of feels like people are either super paranoid about crime or they are completely oblivious to it. Because, I mean, in the same neighborhood, you will have people with a full house of security cameras, club across their steering wheel, and their next door neighbor leaves their homes unlocked at all times and the keys in the car all night long. Now, both of those are extremes, right? Yeah. You have the person that doesn't care at all and is being very, very, what's the word I'm looking for? Non-concerned about crime, right? And then someone who thinks that anyone's going to break in their house at any moment. What's the right way to be if you have to choose one or the other?
Well, you safer the better, I guess.
Is it?
Yeah.
I mean, it could be a waste of money if nothing ever happens in your neighborhood.
Yeah, but if something happens and you didn't do it, you're going to feel like such a dunce.
That is the most old man take of all time. Better to be prepared. You make fun of me for having water in my car. You're going to spend thousands of dollars on a security system you may never need? I'm asking. So let me ask you this.
All right.
Do you always lock your house when you leave the house?
Yeah.
Even when you go on a walk?
If we're in the neighborhood of a quick run, no. Okay. If I'm just going to run to Wegmans and back, I know it's going to be 30 minutes. No.
Oh, wait. You'll leave? Wow.
That's a long time.
Bro, who's coming in?
Okay. Because, like, my wife and I have this argument about locking the house when we go
on
walks.
You live in a super safe area.
No, I know. But
you're in the middle of nowhere.
I still want to lock the house.
Why?
Because we're leaving the house.
Who's going to touch your busted ass jersey collection?
It's okay. It is. I mean, I have a lot of money in that jersey collection. Just saying. No, I mean, you lock your house when you leave. Like, my wife, she is of your opinion. Like, we're just going to be gone for a little. Hell, she want to leave the dogs out in the yard for half an hour while we're gone.
Oh, you could do. Why couldn't you do that?
No, what if somebody's walking up the driveway and my Chorky attacks them? He's a dick.
No, that ain't the biggest dick in that house.
Do you lock your cars overnight?
Well, they're in the garage.
So
the garage is locked.
So no. But if somebody got into the garage, it's one more level of protection you would have.
Yeah. No, I always think once I lock the house and the garage is down, I'm good.
Okay, so you tell these women in Wegmans that they're being careless.
Yeah.
While you yourself are being careless with even more valuable stuff.
But you're rolling your bag around a retail store is different than me locking my car or unlocking my car inside my own locked garage.
But you're leaving your whole house open when you go for leave the
house
for 30 minutes.
Only for 30 to 40 minutes. Nothing can happen in 40 minutes. Nothing.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. I mean, look, it's a legitimate debate to have, right?
Yeah.
Like, is it better to be overprepared and paranoid, or is it better to be trusting of the human beings around you?
Well, you can't trust people.
But when you stop trusting society, life gets really scary really fast.
It does.
Right? And that is a terribly depressing way to live.
Maybe it is,
252-WCMF. Let's talk to Mark. Hey, Mark, what's up, buddy?
Yeah, I just wanted to... to your point of do you want to be paranoid or trusting, I guess, is not having to feel like you're going to have your stuff stolen all the time, you know, or having to pick it up and bring it with you to the bathroom in the event that it gets stolen. If it does get stolen, it's by chance it happened, but it's not worth living that way, paranoid.
Okay, so Mark, you would rather live in bliss and ignorance, thinking you can trust everybody, than live as okay, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Take the chance that it gets stolen so I don't have to bring my stuff with me all the time. And if it does, try not being jaded and thinking everybody's going to steal your stuff all the time after
that. Oh, wait. Is this Mark the sucker? Sucker? Is you a jive? Yeah. Sucker.
Yeah. Exactly.
Mark, have you ever had anything stolen from you?
I mean, it kind of relates to trusting friends with borrowing money or something too, right?
Okay, all right, but I'm saying, like, have
you ever been ripped off?
Yeah,
bro.
Like you're out, your wallet went missing, somebody
you
broke
off
in your house, something like that.
No.
Okay, all right, but that makes sense, Mark, that you have this take. When
yeah,
you've
but he
never
probably lives
taken
in a nice soft town.
Where you live, Mark?
Up towards Manchester, Victor area.
That's softy
that is,
soft.
Yeah, that is
that's
soft.
Mick Softy Town.
That's Soft
man.
Town USA with Mayor Softy McSofterton. Mark, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
Yeah.
Living out there on Marshmallow Lane. Cool Mark with his kayak.
No, but here's the thing, man. Like, you know, we have a weird job where we're exposed to all of the crime all the time.
Yeah,
like, that's
we
what
see
we have
it
to do. But, like, having been exposed to all of, like, you know, having to read these stories every single day, like, I kind of want to go the opposite way. I want to trust people. And most people you can trust.
Yeah. But.
But what?
If you make yourself look like a target when you're out, you're going to attract those jerks.
All right. You know I love you. So I say this with the utmost care and compassion.
Here we go. Get ready.
You could not look like a bigger target on a daily basis. You want to talk about Marshmallowville, bro?
What?
Bro, you're in zip-up boots, hem jeans, a shacket, a turtleneck sweater. You have a man purse. You take 10 minutes to put all the stuff on your head to go out in the cold. Like, if I was like, who should I rob today? And you walked out, done.
But I got nothing.
Well, they don't know that. You got a purse full of stuff.
You're going to get a tomato, a bag of tomatoes and a banana.
But they're going to get it.
All right.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Tim. Hey, Timmy, what's up, buddy?
I just wanted to thank Tommy for letting all of us, specifically me, know that for a good half an hour, he leaves his house unlocked.
Yeah, but all you're going to get is fennel.
Yeah, but what better to see a 20 minutes into the life of Tommy to see what his house looks like? Inside? That's worth it, for
people
sure.
People are going on tours of your house while you're gone.
So you're not even taking anything.
Right. I don't want any of Tommy. Who wants old man?
Whoa, Tim, you can't. You got a dirty mouth like that breaking into Tommy's
house?
I like
how old man here wants to tell me about old man stuff.
Timmy, how old are you, buddy?
You are 50.
Okay. You're around my age.
No, he's not around your age, buddy. He's
50
not.
Is old. It is in this room. When I was 50 in here, you called me old.
Because you were old then, and you're old now, and you'll be old forever.
And by the way, he ain't 50. He's in his 50s. So
he's good. I'm actually 53. So you got me. He's good. He's good.
Tim, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
I can smell an old 50 a mile away.
Yeah, I bet you can. Look, I mean, going back to the story that happened in the Pittsburgh Wegmans, you can make the argument that this woman leaving her purse in the car, being distracted and being ripped off, is kind of a good thing.
Why? It ain't going to change a goddamn thing.
She trusts the people around her.
Well, what did it get her?
She's not concerned about the community around her.
But she should.
Tommy.
Be aware of your surroundings. They tell you that all the time.
But Tommy, if you were to tell your wife, a relative, a neighbor that they need to be more careful, like if you looked at this woman in the face while she was in Pittsburgh Wegmans before she got ripped off and go, listen, you got to be more careful. Someone could take your purse right now. You run the risk of making them think everyone is out to get them. And it will change the way they feel about their fellow man. And you'd be ruining...
But fellow men suck.
No, they don't, man.
Like, 90% of people suck.
No, I disagree.
I know you do. Because you suck, sucker.
I've never been ripped off.
You've never been ripped off?
Actually, I have.
Well, who was taking anything out of your parents?
No, I was going to say your car got broken.
Yeah, that's right.
But here's the thing. I get it. I understand why that would be a random occurrence from someone who is desperate. I'm not going to, like, I don't want that person, like, giving the chair for what happened.
So you don't like your car and you just leave everything in it?
No, I do, though.
No, his car was locked.
Yeah, they broke the back window.
Right.
And again, you broke the back. It's the hardest of all the windows. Just break the side window. I'll leave the door open for you, man. You just got change in a EJ Manuel jersey.
I was
going to
say, sometimes, like, the smallest thing being stolen is almost the most frustrating. It's like, was this even worth it?
No, I'm with you.
Get anything out of it.
I'm with you. But like, here's the thing. You telling Tommy everybody, you got to watch out. Everybody's out to get you, this, that, and the other thing. You're ruining their bliss, and you're stealing from them a peace of mind that they've earned living on this planet.
Okay. Enjoy your bliss while you're getting bent over by big business and everything else around here.
What? Kimmy, I do wonder sometimes if people that are like this woman, you know, leaving stuff around, don't care about it.
Ignorant old woman.
What makes them so laid back about their stuff? Is it their personality? Hmm. Like, for example, or is it where they live? Like, if this woman were to leave the Pittsburgh cocoon, head to Henrietta or Chi-Lai, would that purse be out with no one paying attention to it?
No, I think you get comfortable wherever you live, right? I mean, it doesn't matter, like, what part of town you're from. I think it's, like, if you go outside of your normal
routine.
That's
what I mean. Like, if she goes to Henrietta and Chi-Lai.
This woman is in Chi-Lai shopping around.
No, I just think you have your guard up a little bit more when you're in an unfamiliar situation.
Oh, you mean, like, a little bit less fortunate than you.
Chi-Lai?
Because that's what I know. Compared to Pittsburgh woman.
No, I mean.
Pittsburgh woman down in Chi-Lai at that Paul Plaza. She walking around.
Okay, Paul Road Plaza.
Yeah, and she's got her Gucci purse. That thing ain't coming out, bro.
Bro, you know how many Gucci purses around. Are on the West Side? Like, West Side is built on Gucci purses.
But she don't know that.
There's the Gucci purse pyramid over off a ridge.
She takes a look around there, and she ain't in Pittsburgh. That purse ain't coming out.
Okay.
I think you may be like that even if you're at any Wegmans that's not your normal Wegmans, no matter what side of town it's on.
Oh, yeah, 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 absolutely.
But you know she's a rich woman.
No, I'm asking. I don't know. There are some people that just have the personality type where they're going to trust other people.
She could be like that, too.
I see you guys on hold. Sit tight. I want to read some Facebook messages. You can always get us at WCMF for the Break Room Facebook page again. Talking about the 77-year-old woman was distracted. Two-person job, it looks like, inside the Pittsburgh Wegmans while someone was distracting her. Somebody else grabbed stuff out of her purse in the cart. Tommy has been warning women in Pittsburgh about this for years.
Mm-hmm.
But is it better to be super paranoid or trust mankind? Dave writes us, everyone is careless with their stuff until they are stolen from. No one can learn that lesson until it's too late, and then you become a different type of person. That sounded like a poster for an 80s movie.
Yes, it does.
In a world where your purse was stolen, a world that will change you. Is he right? Like, you change your opinion when you get ripped off?
Well, yeah, because you feel violated, right?
Oh, you could just chalk it up to... random act of unfortunate.
But you usually you're shocked. You're pissed off. Like, why would they do this to me?
Me? Why me?
But I think you get that, the why me's.
But it happens to people all over the place all the time.
Yeah, it does.
All right, 252-WCMF. We'll take one more call before we move on. Greg's got the last word. Hey, Greg, how are you, buddy?
Good.
What do you got?
I was wondering if you'd do the same thing in an airport with your luggage. Are you going to leave it sitting where you're sitting, or if you have to go to the bathroom, you're going to take it with you?
Okay, so that actually depends on the airport. The bigger the airport...
No, I think you have to take it with you. You can't leave your luggage unattended.
Okay, well, I have left it to go... I'm not going to
unless somebody's sitting with
it. No, I've left it alone to go take a leak.
You can get in like a lot of trouble for
that. Can I get in a lot of trouble? Yeah.
What, are you going to call the airport cops?
Yeah.
So, Greg, you take your stuff with you in the bathroom at the airport all
every
the time?
Every time.
Bro, you're going to roll that thing into all that whiz on the floor?
When have
and
you
then you're
going
to trek it to your house?
When have you ever seen luggage unattended at the airport?
I do the same thing, man. If I got to take a squirt, if I was traveling by myself, it's just sitting there, man. I'm not rolling it through all that nasty-ass floor.
Greg, you know how much pee you got on those tires of your suitcase, man?
I think you roll it to your house, and your dog licks the floor, then licks your mouth.
So, Greg, you would describe yourself as more paranoid than freewheeling.
Yeah, because, I mean, I used to live in Tampa, Florida. So, I mean, bigger city, like, people are just, like, awful completely.
But hold on,
come on,
man.
Greg,
who wants your raggedy-ass, duct-taped, old-school Samsonite luggage with your dirty trowel?
Soaked in pee.
I love that's how you think that in my luggage is.
Did he nail it? Did he get it, Greg?
What man has good luggage?
Totally wrong.
You got nice luggage?
Greg's got a great laugh. Greg, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
Like, what man has good luggage?
I don't want details on his
luggage.
I know.
What a catty thing. You don't even have good luggage.
What is it?
Busted-ass luggage, man.
Well, you got name-brand luggage?
Huh?
You got name-brand luggage?
You know he does.
Somewhat.
What you got?
Samsonite.
That's what you just used?
Yeah, it's good stuff. Of the good ones.
The good, not the busted Samsonite? Yeah. You got good, okay.
There's levels of Samsonite, man.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Add another local kid done good.
Who we got?
Professional athlete last night. In fact, a high pick, first round pick.
Oh.
That's what was it? I think so. Wow. But normally when we see kids drafted into the highest leagues possible for their sport, they don't have to worry about money really for the rest of their lives.
Man, it's cake.
You know, we found out last night that's not the case here.
No.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. I know all of you had your cell phone. Oh, by the way, Where They Wind It coming up just a little while here in the break room on CMF. I know everyone had their cell phone alarm set to watch the WNBA draft.
Couldn't wait last night.
I mean, look.
I love how he says couldn't wait, but you broke down her outfit earlier this morning.
I did. I saw the recaps.
When he says.
Did you see what designer she was wearing?
You knew the designer.
Yeah.
When he says she, or when Kimmy says her outfit, we're talking about Caitlin Clark. She's the woman who played at Iowa, you know, greatest female college basketball player of all time. If there was a time you were going to watch the NBA draft, it was for this. And Caitlin Clark, no surprise, taken first overall, but it's the local connection I want to talk about.
Who we got?
That would be Rochester native Daisha Fair. She played at Edison. She went and played 3 years at UB women's basketball. Mm-hmm. She finished up her career, her senior and graduate year at Syracuse. She had an amazing career at Syracuse. What, third highest scoring
something
player
like that
in
yeah.
women's basketball?
Yeah, she was up there.
Third team All-American. Hell of a player, Tom.
Yeah.
Last night, Rochester's own Daisha Fair. Selected 16th overall, she will be playing with the Las Vegas Aces, if I'm not mistaken, the WNBA champ Las Vegas Aces this coming season.
So cool,
we have another professional athlete. Five guys in the NBA right now as we speak from Rochester. We got a couple of pro hockey players. In fact, one guy that just signed an entry-level contract yesterday. That's exciting. Mm. We've had our share of hockey players and NFL players, MLB players in the past. We got MLB players going on right now.
Yeah.
So, Tommy, when these guys make the show,
yeah.
they don't have to worry about money.
They're set for life.
Massive contract. Yeah. The most surprising thing you may have learned last night.
Yeah.
Going back to Caitlin Clark. She is the most anticipated female basketball player ever.
Yes. Yeah.
Making her pro debut. Kimmy?
Yeah.
Can you read me how much money she will be making per year as a WNBA professional?
As the first overall pick in the draft, she will be making a total of $338,000 over 4 years.
She will be making just over $70,000
yeah,
next year.
Okay, look. Yeah.
The average
American. Moving in next to LeBron?
The average American salary is just over 60.
Yeah.
She's making less than $10,000 over the average American salary. Now, two things. Before you call, I understand she's got a ton of endorsements coming and she's going to make a fortune off of those. Caitlin Clark. Also, I understand that they're not going to pay WNBA players like NBA players because the NBA is on a different level.
But they don't draw.
Exactly. That being said, I thought it was higher than 70 grand a year.
When you're that big of a star, you know?
Yeah.
So if the first overall pick is starting out at 70 grand a year.
Who's like the lowest? I mean, those poor girls.
Yeah. I mean, and look, Daisha Fair, who's first round pick, she's probably making less than 70 grand in her first year because she wasn't the first overall pick.
Yeah.
There's a reason they'll go play like overseas.
Well, they used to play in Russia, but you can't really do that right now.
Not a great spot.
Yeah, it's not great.
But yeah, I mean, it's tough to make a living.
But I mean, it's a tough sport because it only has a few markets that it does well in. And even those markets probably aren't. Great.
Please tell me about
some of the markets are WNBA. Small markets. Like they're not in. Oh, they're not always in like big cities.
No, hold on, Tommy. Yeah. Tommy was telling us about all the WNBA stuff he knows. Please go on.
Like if you play, do they have an LA team?
They had the LA Sparks. Are they still there?
I think so.
We don't even know if they have a team.
I'm not entirely sure. No.
Yeah. I thought like if you're in a big city, maybe you do a little bit better. Like New York, the Liberty. Mm-hmm. Do they draw?
I don't know if the Liberty are still there either.
Wait, we don't even know.
The Sparks are there.
Sparks are there.
So this is how bad the sport's going.
Well, look, man.
You two follow sports.
Yeah, you're right.
And you don't know if the major cities even have teams.
Not entirely sure.
But that's my point. You're not even sure because you don't follow it.
I understand. Like I said, the WNBA draw does. The WNBA doesn't draw anywhere close to the NBA. I was still astonished that the most anticipated college basketball player in maybe the history of this league.
You think they'd give her big money just to make a big splash? You know what I mean?
The money's got to come from somewhere, yeah. though.
But they did it, you know, when
it
the
may come from some other people's contracts.
But
you
didn't
know
they do
mean?
It with like the AFL, like with Namath? They gave him that big contract of $400,000 when nobody else was getting it, just to make a splash.
Well, they were competing with the NFL.
Yeah, and I would say,
but you're competing for rights. You're trying to get people interested in the sport.
But you have the first overall pick. You don't have to do that.
And
apparently,
further,
you do.
Further with the league, Who are they competing against when it comes to women's sports, especially the time that they play? I mean, basketball, baseball. You're competing against baseball. It's coming up. The season's starting soon. A little while. And look, I'm not here to have an argument about pay inequality in professional sports with men and women. What I'm getting at here with Daisha Fair and what sucks, right? She stars on this Edison team. She was in McDonald's All-American, if I'm not mistaken. Has a 5-year amazing career. Bust her ass. I mean, you got to bust your ass to get to that level.
Sure. Yeah.
And you're only going to be making like 60 grand?
Yeah.
That sucks!
And how long can you do it like that? Like, if you don't get the big endorsements, then you're just a regular player, but you're a good player. How long can you survive?
I don't know.
Before you get a bail.
I mean, because
how do you live?
I mean, it's not all year round, so I guess you could. I mean, you get another job.
How long do you want to do that? How long do you want to play at that level?
Think about it.
Train every day and then go do a gig. Because I'm guessing for her to stay at that level, she's in the gym. She's got a trainer.
And you got to pay for that stuff.
Yeah.
No, you're right. But I guess it's. I mean, if that's something that you love to do, you're going to try to make it work.
All right, let me put it this way. And you're right, Kimmy, you're right.
Like, but money runs out.
No, but I mean, everybody, I mean, there are worse jobs you can have.
No, you're right. Let me put it this way. Here's what's strange. There is nothing that, let's use the Flying Gianta brothers as an example. Brian and Stevie, you know, both from Rochester, they make the NHL, right? It's Brian over 1,000 games, Stevie over 300. There was no job that they were going to be able to do that was going to pay them more than hockey was with what they had.
Yes.
Daisha Fair from Rochester is going. She has a college degree from Syracuse University. Yeah. It's one of the best colleges in America.
Yeah.
The average American salary is 60 grand. It's possible that with her degree, she could walk away from playing in the highest level of women's basketball in America and have an entry-level job that pays her more money.
It would upgrade her lifestyle.
Yes, and she wouldn't have to train. She wouldn't have to sacrifice. She wouldn't have to
travel.
Eat right. None of that stuff.
Think of all the traveling they must do.
That's insane. Like, I'm sorry, go ahead.
How many games do they play a year?
I don't know. I don't watch the WNBA. I'll watch it if it's on sometime.
I know.
I'm not an WNBA expert.
I know, but the travel and everything else, it wears on.
You're right. I can't think of another sport where, like, okay, minor league baseball, you're working your way to the pros. There's something there. I guess major league lacrosse would be one of those things. But again, most of those guys work as, like, coaches.
Yeah.
And you don't see that as an end point, playing major league lacrosse, right? I'm not going to make a living out of that forever. This is insane.
Yeah.
Name me another athlete from this town that could have walked away from the sport they reached the pinnacle at to make more money at an entry-level job with a college degree. It's nuts.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you have that drive and you have that talent that she made it to this point. And maybe we're on the precipice of something with the whole Caitlin Clark thing where people are going to be paying more attention.
I guess maybe that's what they're counting on, right? A big bump?
I mean, look, you know, when U.S. women's soccer had that explosion 20 years ago, and you can make the argument that's the biggest women's sport in America, especially during the Olympics and the World Cup.
In the world.
So maybe we're there. Maybe we're about to see that happen.
All right.
And there's money for it.
And I mean, with basketball, too, you do have the Olympic factor there as well. You know what I mean? Where you can make money off of endorsements and stuff.
If I'm not mistaken, too, I believe Daisha from Rochester here was a part of the 3-on-3 national team. 3-on-3 basketball will now be an Olympic sport.
Oh.
So maybe she's doing that.
Could they, because they could play it even as their pros in the Olympics, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Right. Yeah, she's good to go.
Oh, she'll be fine.
All right. Well, if anyone pays more than 60 grand and wants a Syracuse educated local, shoot Taisha a text and see maybe if she's looking to make a little more money.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.